Back to Dirty Rice with Lee and...
I'm Bill Boland, sitting in this evening, too. Thank you very much for having me on the show, Lee.
You bet. And next week, it's going to be Bill's show, and week after that. So Bill and I kind of flip-flop back and forth.
Well, actually,
we got some festival coming up.
It'll be Festival International,
right.
And I think that will be broadcast here on KRVS. I think we are doing the main stage acts yet again. And ladies and gentlemen, your contributions help bring that to you. We are in the middle of the KRVS spring fundraiser. Actually, this would be day six or seven.
We started on Monday, six. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
this
Saturday.
This would be day six. We're going to be coming to you for only 7 days. So please, if you're going to donate tonight, please do it at www.krvs.org. Safely and securely on that brand newly designed website that we got going here at KRVS, krvs.org. Please make a contribution. Any amount would be greatly appreciated. You can put it on your credit card, Visa, Amex, MasterCard, Discover. And let's see, you have different premium levels.
And the payroll deduction.
Payroll deduction, yes.
UL staff and faculty can employ that. And also the matching, some companies, if you give a dollar, they'll also put in a dollar. I imagine there's a limit, maybe if you'd give like $100,000, they might be a little hesitant.
They might be a little hesitant. They'd still probably put up $50,000.
Yeah. So anyway, think about that. Have you ever seen this movie, Tune In Tomorrow, with Peter Falk and Keanu Reeves and Barbara Hershey?
I have not.
But it's a real cool little quirky movie of the early 90s. It's set in a New Orleans radio station back in the 40s, and a murder mystery evolves on the set there. And the music is provided by
Wynton Marsalis,
right on.
I have not seen this. This is the original soundtrack from Tune In Tomorrow.
So, Bill, I guess that's another way of saying that's what Dirty Rice is all about. You just never know what you're going to hear.
That's true.
So let's give a listen to the title track from Tune In Tomorrow. It's Wynton Marsalis, and this is Big Trouble in the Easy.
Thank you.
trouble in the easy, in the big easy. In the easy. It's not big trouble. It is big trouble, but not in the big easy. It's big trouble in the easy. When's the last time you've been to the easy, Bill?
Ah, geez. A couple of weeks ago, I believe, mm-hmm. on a Thursday evening, I had the pleasure of going by one of the finer local record stores down there and sitting in with a
They'll bankrupt you quick. They've got such good stuff down
yes,
there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Had you gone after the Katrina Annie, you know, when things were finding these tons of losses, and I wonder just how much stuff got lost and how much stuff got saved. You hear stories of, like, Fats Domino and all his sheet music, and awards were just sort of wiped out, and Pete Fountain almost lost his clarinets and stuff like that, and you know there was guys collecting records, and some of the old cats maybe connected to Matassa, and how much of that stuff is just, it's gone forever.
A lot of that's gone. I had a friend of mine lives down in Violet, and he ended up bringing me a couple of tubs of records. Tubs, those toter
wash tubs, or the plastic toter
tubs full of LPs. Well, it's one of them was full of LPs, and one of them was full of 45s. I think he got them from his aunts or something. I can't remember where he got them. Oh, man, don't worry about that. They're clean up. They're just covered with marsh grass.
Marsh grass, yeah.
And I said, how much, you know, how high did the water come up at your house, man? He goes, 18 feet.
Chewie.
So, yeah, they lost everything. I know a number of people that lost everything. But fortunately, the record stores did not get wiped out down there. At least some of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We are here on Dirty Rice Saturday evening.
And what was the cut? Had you...
Oh, let's go with number one, Somebody's Knocking. This is from John Fred. We're talking about John Fred off air.
It caught me by surprise one night. I was listening to the lyrics a little more carefully than before, and it's almost like it's a religious song, because he's talking about you go to the door, and is it Jesus? Is it Buddha? Is it... Have you really paid attention to it?
I'm listening to a lot of the grooves.
Okay.
It used to be, earlier when I was younger, it was always about the lyrics, and you learned every word to every song that was on the radio, and now I'm hearing grooves more.
Well, you see, me, it's like I used to listen to the grooves, and now it's like, well, you know, I need some more meaning in this. Let me listen to the words more, and it's like it hit me. I think he's talking about maybe like a resurrection or the second coming. Listen to it and see what you think. Maybe I'm wrong, but... It'd be interesting to get another comparison.
Sure, John Fred and the Playboys.
KRVS.org. Go there now and pledge. Help us out. We need help. Maybe it's the pizza. Better check the door. John Fred. Dirty Rice. Oh, boy. What kind of dog is that?
It was because of her French poodle. I knew she was my style. I took a look at her French poodle. And then she started to smile. We began to talk, and after a while, she introduced herself. I said, I'm so happy meeting you, child, 'cause I'm a dog lover myself. I took a hold to her French poodle. The pavement started to rock. I held the leash of her French poodle. By the end of the block, we walked arm in arm. Cupid worked his charms. My dreams were coming true. Yes, we fell in love. Now I own the poodle too. Myself, I took a hold to her French poodle. The pavement started to rock. I held the leash of her French poodle. And by the end of the block, we walked arm in arm. Cupid worked his charms. My dreams were coming true. Yes, we fell in love. Now I own the Chihuahua too.
Chihuahua. Chihuahua. A subliminal thought. Go to krvs.org now and pledge. Working a little black magic on you. Louie and Keeley and Sam.
Old black magic has me in a spell.
Old black magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
Same old tingle that I feel inside.
And then that elevator starts its ride.
Down and down I go.
Round and around I go.
Like a leaf caught in a tide.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
Flame, brand of desire.
That only your kiss.
Put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for.
You're the maid that fate had me created.
Spin. lovely spin I'm in under the old black magic called love.
Ooh, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in under the old black magic called love.
In a spin, loving the spin I'm in under the old black magic called love.
I should stay away, but what can I do?
Put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine,
baby, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in under the old black magic called love.
Ah, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in under the old black magic called love.
In a spin, loving the spin I'm in under the old black magic called love. Under the old black magic called love.
Check this out, Bill. Supposed to be talking over this record here, but then we came in.
Kim came in
to tell us that there was a death in the entertainment business, and then so that sort of like sidetracked us from our talk.
You will have heard about it by the time you hear this edition of the Dirty Rye Show.
Famous DJ may have passed away. You know, speaking of that, Al Hurt, Fancy Pants. Remember that song, Fancy Pants? There was a Rifleman episode where this Italian guy comes into their little, well, whatever that mining town is, where Lucas McCain lives, you know, the rifleman?
Right, right, yeah.
And he's dressed with frill cuffs and there, and he's got
the dandy.
And they start calling him Fancy Pants, you know. And as it turns out, he insults one of these saddle tramps and challenges him to a duel, and the Fancy Pants guy is actually, he is more macho than that rough traddle bum kind of guy, you know. So
interesting.
Clothes can make the man.
Yep. This is Al Hurt is the name of this.
This is greatest
LP.
Hits.
Yeah.
See, that's and we just heard Fancy Pants. So right now, it is Memories of You. That's just an old standard from the big band era.
Right.
Good evening and welcome to Big Band Swings on a Friday. No. Oh, wait a minute. No, this is
no,
not.
This
it's
is Dirty Rice.
All right. Yeah, Bill. And we want people to go to the website, krvs.org, where they can look at all the... we've got pictures of the premiums, descriptions of who did the artwork, what color everything is, what the CDs are, how much you need to give, and so
you
forth.
You can give any amount that is comfortable for you to give. We will accept any size donation. It is deeply appreciated. Helps keep KRVS running up on the air and gives us funding so we can bring you things like the Festival International live broadcast.
Coming up
next week here on KRVS. Especially if you folks out there on the internet, I know not everybody can make it down to Lafayette for International Festival and all the other festivals happening at this time of the year in Southwest Louisiana and South Louisiana, not just Southwest Louisiana, but everywhere from Baton Rouge to Lafayette down to New Orleans. There is something going on, even down the bayou. It's going on everywhere. But like I say, you know, your support helps us bring things to the internet, like the broadcast of Festival International. I know a lot of you, a lot of you folks out there that I know and talk to, not everybody can make it, but I know y'all all appreciate being able to tune in and listening to Michael Juan Nunez and the American Electric, who will be one of the acts at the International Festival on the main stage, I believe, at that, and which means we'll most likely be broadcasting that set. So, hey, your support helps us bring you that.
It ain't cheap. It ain't cheap. That electricity costs us a lot these days.
Yep.
That's an old Harry James tune. You are familiar with the guys down from Lake Charles, Danny Kimball and...
The Bad Roads.
Bad Roads,
yes.
Yeah. I'm debating whether we should roll the Bad Roads first or the Bobby Charles 45 of Laura Lee.
Bobby Charles 45 of Laura Lee on Chess at that.
Yes. It's got a sticker with somebody's, who used to own it, somebody's name on there, that athletic tape, you know, that cloth tape. Like.
Yeah, the tape is still there, but the name is ineligible.
And I see where one of the guys, it's Guidry and Gayton, like as in Paul Gayton, the New Orleans... Whoops.
I would imagine so. I bet Paul Gayton had arrangement, do something. He had his hand in there somehow.
Exactly.
So he got his name on the disc
there.
He's getting royalties off of that, too.
So let's, on Dirty Rice, listen to some Bobby Charles.
I've got a girl... My pride and joy, when she loves, boy, oh boy. Her kiss, her squeeze, really knocks me on my knees. She's my sweet little Laura Lee. She's been all of my dreams. She's my world, only queen. She's the one I love, sent from heaven above. She's my sweet little Laura Lee.
Cruising down the road in a broken 49, looking like sitting next to you.
'Cause you got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it.
Style that you're accustomed to.
'Cause you got it, I want it. 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 Ooh, baby, let me get my hands on you. Yeah, look at him still. Woo.
Built a drive, can I thumb a ride with you?
'Cause you got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. Ooh, you got it, I want it. You got it, I want it.
Yeah, baby, you do indeed have it. Bill, those were the Bad Roads and out of Lake Charles. I understand that they're 45. They've got a 45 that's kind of very collectible.
Yeah, that showed up on a couple of those...
compilations?
Compilations. I think I've got it.